الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Background of Quranic Revelations. In this program, we select one ayah of the Quran and we talk about its reason of revelation. Why was it revealed and what are the accounts which are related to this very verse which is under discussion. Respecting verse today, we have selected a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran that is from Surah An-Nisa. Be with us from start to end, inshallah, immense amount of knowledge you will be learning today. And today we'll be including the verse 69 from Surah An-Nisa. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Azad Allama, Maulana, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. Da'wat Barakatum al-Ali has given us a beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're watching, you can make this intention, you will watch this from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. It's always a good idea to ask your family members. They can come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start to end. End of this program, you will realize how much you would have learned. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's now listen to the recitation of the verse which we have selected in today's program. Verse 69, Surah النساء.
ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء الصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا.
Translation: And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger will be with those upon whom Allah has bestowed grace, the prophets and the exceedingly truthful and the martyrs and the righteous, and how excellent these companions. Respecting verse, this part of the verse, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ, and whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger. Of this verse, the reason of its revelation is mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinnah. Sayyidina Thoban radiallahu ta'ala had love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to the highest order. And he could not bear his separation. One day he came in the prophetic court with so much grief and sorrow that his face complexions were changed. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam inquired, "Why is your complexions changed today?" He humbly replied, "Neither am I ill, nor do I have any pain, except that when you are not before me, then I feel immense fear and anxiety. When I remember the hereafter, I ponder that how would I be able to behold you over there? You would be at the loftiest station, and even if Allah grants me paradise with His mercy, how would I have access to your distinguished lofty station? So on this very occasion, this very verse was revealed. They were converted through the fact that despite the difference of stations, the obedient individuals will be blessed with visiting the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and with the blessings of his blessed company. Furthermore, those who are sincerely obedient to the Prophet alayhi wa salatu wa salam will not be deprived of their company and vision in the paradise. It is stated in a hadith that a person will be with the one whom he loves. One important fact we can note from this, that what was the jazba and passion and love of Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And they were always yearning to have companionship of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Company of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was something that would matter the most for Sahaba Ikram. Let me mention few accounts in this regard. Sayyidina Rabi bin Ka'b Aslami radiallahu ta'ala and states, I used to stay in the service of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam at night. I would bring water for the wudu of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also carry out other services for him. One day, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, Sal, meaning ask. I humbly replied, I ask you for your companionship in paradise. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, anything else besides this? Jo maang liya, maang liya, aur bhi kuch maang. I humbly replied, this is my entire goal. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, then help me in your matter by performing prostrations in abundance. On the occasion of Battle of Uhud, Sayyidatuna Umme Ammara radiallahu ta'ala anha humbly requested O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, please pray that Allah Almighty grant us the honor of serving you in paradise. At that time, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated for her husband and her children in the following manner. O Allah, make them all my companions in paradise. Sayyidatuna Umme Ammara radiallahu ta'ala anha would openly announce throughout her life that I'm not bothered even if severest of the calamities befall me after this supplication. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. It seems that all Sahaba Ikram needed was the companionship of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. In this dunya, they had this opportunity, but Allahu Akbar, they wanted this in Jannah also. What a great mindset they had. What a great fortune they had. Subhanallah. Another devotee of the Prophet, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, and when the time of the leader of prophetic devotees, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, and approached, his wife exclaimed out due to grief, oh sorrow, radiallahu ta'ala, and replied, wah, it is extremely joyous that tomorrow I will meet my master and his companions, radiallahu ta'ala, and whom. When Sayyidina Khabbab, radiallahu ta'ala, and fell ill, then honorable companions, radiallahu anhum, came to inquire after him. When they saw that he will pass away in the very same illness, then they remarked, be happy as you will meet the most beloved personality, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and his companions, radiyallahu ta'ala, anhum tomorrow. Respected viewers, as-siddiqeen, i.e. exceedingly truthful, in this verse, firstly refers to the prominent companions, radiyallahu ta'ala, anhum, such as Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, further Ash-Shuhada, i.e. the martyrs, refers to those honorable individuals who sacrificed their lives in the path of Allah, and as-salihin denotes those religious people who fulfill the rights of Allah as well as those of the people and their states and actions, and inner and apparent states are noble and pure. Now listen the verse's translation again. And whosoever obeys Allah, what we have to do? We have to obey Allah and His Messenger. Obeying Allah's Messenger is also obeying Allah. Will be with those upon whom Allah has bestowed grace. The prophets are exceedingly truthful, and the martyrs and the righteous. And how excellent these companions are. Respected viewers of Madani Shalom, if we want such a great abode, if we want Rafaqat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, if we want proximity of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, Anbiya Ikram, As-Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Al-Salihin, if we want such a great companions and their companionship in Jannah, what we need to do? We need to do Ata'at of Allah and His Messenger, Sallallahu Ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. We need to do ittiba of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. We need to follow teachings of Quran and the Sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability and tawfiq to understand and act upon. Ameen, bijahin nabil, ameen. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, with another beautiful message, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.